Not exactly sure how much time to take, so I think maybe I'll turn it over to Sharon first. Are you ready? She's ready anytime. Was it last year you predicted the Japan earthquake, Sharon?
What?
Was it last year you predicted that earthquake in Japan?
It's Japan and it's going under?
No, but
yeah, and it's not done going under.
Okay, the last few times that I was here, I just told you what the lightkeeper said. Okay? So it dawned on me today at lunchtime when Lorraine said, and you guys need to be this way because I can't have anybody behind the field. So if you're sitting behind here, either I have to move or you guys get to move.
All right. Or you want me to
you're okay. You're good. You're good. Blaine needs to come in. Anyway, today at lunch, Lorraine asked me about the lightkeepers and if I traveled around and met with other lightkeepers and we had these discussions and came up with this stuff. And it dawned on me, she doesn't know that they're not in physical form. And so I thought, you know, I always tell you guys, this is what they've been saying, this is what they're saying, whatever. So I thought you might like to meet them yourselves. So if you just bear with me for a moment. And I am ready, willing, and able to be a conduit for the light. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to be of service in this manner. God, please remove my personality and my ego so that I may be the clearest conduit for the highest soul purpose of all entities involved. Light keepers, please surround us with your love and your light. Thank you, light keepers. Archangel Michael, please surround us and protect us with your radiant blue shield. Thank you, Michael. Thank you also to the archangels Ariel, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael for your assistance. Karma, please forgive us for any portion of you that we are removing prematurely, and we ask that portion to go back down into the earth to be transmuted. Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you, Karma. Again, thank you for allowing my vessel to be used in this manner for this service. I sit believing, knowing that all things in the universe are possible. Well, good evening.
Good evening.
May we take a look at you once, please?
Yes.
All right, we're going to do this again. When we say good evening, we expect you to say good evening and give us back some energy. Yes? So, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you. And you're pulling in your own guidance team where we may talk with them when you give us permission to look. By your presence, you're giving us permission to look, but you give us very small parameters for us to be able to look into the Akashic records, into the past, into your mode of operations, into your future. We need you to give us permission, because if not, we are limited on what we can see, so we are limited at the type of answers that we can give to you. We need your permission. May we look at you, please?
Yes.
All right, so those of you that did not say yes, when you get smaller answers, do not be upset with us. All right. You can always change your mind and in the middle of a sentence say yes later. Or if we trick you into saying yes on something else, you've just given us permission. We're just teasing. All right. Ah, it's very good to see many of you once again. So we have some that are absolutely stoke-founded and just want to know what's going on. We have others that are saying, hurry up, spill it out. What do we need to know? So we have quite a variety here. So let us tell you from what we were seeing within you that which most of you would like to know that overlaps, and then we will give it you an opportunity to ask questions about that which was, is of concern of yours the most, if that is most agreeable with you. So in this, for what we have seen, first of all, many of you want to know, am I safe? We thought that was very interesting. Not are we safe, but am I safe? We just thought we'd point that out. And we would say in most cases the answer is yes. However, we do see a few people that will be leaving that do not want to be here when the drama starts. and that is their choice also. And so are they safe? Of course. You are always safe. And we would say that a better way of asking the question is my physical body safe, if that is what you are truly asking? Because am I safe? The answer is always going to be yes, right? We just don't happen to be as attached to bodies as you once are. This is very interesting. Some of you are just throwing questions right and left at the moment. So what's going on with your world? There are many, many things. First of all, you are in a slow process. You are in a transition time period. Most groups of years have themes. And so you are going from the theme of the right to be greedy, which we're sure that none of you guys have ever seen in somebody else. And this has been playing out, and you are in the last of the years of the right to be greedy before this energy starts transforming. And you are entering into a seven-year time period that will be the years of sacrifice. And we call it the years of sacrifice because many, many people will be losing their possessions. And many, many people will be having to sacrifice for the good of the whole and just sacrifice for what they believe in. You will find that some of the riots, some of what's going on in other countries will be spreading. It's not over yet. We're going to have more riots in different places. You have seen a lot of water. The water is not through moving. In fact, over the next 15 years, there's going to be a lot of water movements. And so this is just getting started. You see some areas getting too much water and other areas not getting nearly enough. And this will continue. And the floodings will continue. And this fall, you're going to see quite a bit of flooding, especially in your northeast area. And so we've got earthquakes coming. The earth is rocking and rolling, and it is making some changes. But the earth is not trying to surprise you, and it's not trying to scare you. What it is is saying, we have given you warnings time after time, even though they are years apart, but you ones keep trying to rebuild in the same places where we tell you it's not safe or it's not a good place. And so you build there anyway. So then you ones say, oh, look, it's flooding. We haven't had a flood like this since 1969, or we haven't had a flood like this since 1962, or we haven't had a flood like this. And we are saying, how many floods does it take before you know that that's not a good place if you don't want to be flooded? But the earth is saying we're going ahead regardless with our changes because people are not listening. And if you are listening and just watching, you will see whether you are in a safe place or not in a safe place. You will also see that there is great movement of people from certain areas into other areas because there's guidance that is coming to them and saying, I need to move from here to here for whatever rational reason that they want to present. They just feel the need to move or to get out or to make it different. Other people are feeling the need to settle that are usually gypsies. And they're saying, I need to settle. I need to be ready for these years. I need to be part of a community. And in truth, your survival does not depend on you. It depends on the community of where you live, how well your life enrichment. The years of sacrifice are more also about sacrificing some of what you thought was important that no longer is. And as we are looking into your one's futures, you are moving from production of very little production of much anymore. A lot of yours that has gone overseas is going to be coming back again. And when it comes back, we don't see that it will be production of anything that is not truly needed or truly useful. A lot of things that your country makes or has made and other countries make is frivolous. It's decoratives, it's dustables, it's things that don't last long, it's things that are not as useful. They may be pretty, they may, you know, last a little bit and bring short-term entertainment. But we see that more and more of production is going to be for those items that are actually needed. And more is going to stop that is that of wastefulness or items that are not useful in some capacity to enhance a life. And you're also going to see in many, many houses, and people are starting to do this already, where they are stocking or keeping or starting to store those items that can be useful, can be used for trade, and reducing those items that are frivolous or those items that are no longer necessary. The new wave of where you ones are moving to over the next 15 years is that where if you look in people's houses, they will look very stark compared to many houses today. And it is because, except for a few pictures on the wall and a few dustables, it's going to be those things that can be useful, that can be used, and not those things that are unnecessary. Your world is changing in many, many ways besides just that. We see that cotton goods, because of the flooding that will be shortly coming into India, the cotton goods are going to be more and more expensive, and they are going to go up, and so cotton is going to cost what Kashmir costs now. And so we are going to recommend that if you happen to like cotton or T-shirts or cotton jeans or whatever, that this might be a good time for you to have a few extras on hand, because the prices will be rising and cotton will become harder and harder to get. It will be coming back, though, into this country to rear more cotton or raise more cotton, because it is something that is not going to be as readily available.